I'm aware of the media reports about this. I did attend the event, and going by the times reported in the media, I must have only just missed this incident. But let me say that this was sparked from two individuals who were inside the event, and those individuals were ejected. Now, putting this into context, Steve, we had up to an estimated crowd of 200 young people from Colac at an event promoting the launch of Dynamic, which was a movement for anti-discrimination and celebrating diversity. Now, this sort of behaviour can't be tolerated under any circumstances, and for two of these people out of that 200, they were ejected, and it's unfortunate that the media likes to grab onto these things and blow them out of all proportion.
Apparently, as the comedian was leaving the venue afterwards, there was about 10 outside that then started threatening us as well. And according to some of those reports today, his Joel Creasy saying he had to run to the car to get away from them. Do you believe there's a problem with homophobia in Colac per se that's any worse than anywhere else?
No, I don't believe it's any worse than anywhere else. And in fact, I'll go to great lengths to defend the youth of Colac. I think oftentimes, Steve, in small country towns, because of their size, incidents like this do stand out, and they unfortunately have attracted a sensational local media to slap it all over the front page of our local newspaper. But if you had an incident like this in Melbourne, or indeed even in Ballarat, where a couple of people were involved in hurling abuse, I'm not sure that it would make front page news of your local newspaper. Or indeed, if it does, that we've got to look at these things in the context of what's happened. And the majority of young people in Colac are fine young people, involved across a whole range of activities in, you know, junior sport, dancing and theatre and drama, Cubs and Scouts, Pony Clubs, CFA, surf lifesavers. There's a whole range of activities which our young people are actively involved with and doing a wonderful thing. And we have two people who and I'm not trying to justify their behaviour, it's totally unacceptable, but just keep it in the context of two out of about 200, and then they obviously had a few mates outside that joined in.
Given it's those two, they had another eight or so outside afterwards. You say the media sensationalised it. Should the media not have reported this incident, do you believe?
Well, I think it's fair enough. Obviously, the reporter was there, and she saw what she saw, and has reported. I guess, putting that sort of news on the front page of our newspaper when... it could have been a totally different slant on the event. I mean, the event was going for 5 hours. This has happened probably, you know, a 5 or 10 minute incident. It started with two people. It might have finished with 10. I don't know about that, but that was the report in the paper. Really, when you take it on balance, that's not a significant number of people. It's not like they were hurling bottles or knives at people. That I'm not trying to justify what was said in terms of abuse, because it's totally unacceptable. But I think in any group or any population group, you're always going to get an element that will be coming up with unsatisfactory behaviour. And we're no different from anywhere else in Victoria with respect to that.